This is GQDN for Monday, November 27th, 2023. Brought to you by Audible. Go get your free credit, audibletrial.com/groupquest. By swiftenergy.gg. Go get your drink mixes. Go to the checkout line, use the code QUEST, and get 25% off of your purchase. It's good stuff, man. Good stuff. By patreon.com/groupquest and by stackup.org. In today's news, we got sales, we got some esports news, we got a little bit of Bungie news as well, but we begin with World of Warcraft. And according to Wowhead, Echo came in first. Yes, sir. Now, see, the final boss was buffed, but they did nerf his health by about 4% by phase 2. Now, Echo did do 344 pulls, and that was second only to Tendril Sage Swift's 399. But Echo got the job done over Limit that had the lead for most of the raid. So what'd they do it with? Well, they had two tanks, Protection Paladin and Blood Death Knight. Sorry. Four healers, one Disc Priest, one Holy Priest, one Mistweaver Monk, one Holy Paladin. Eight melee, one Fury Warrior, two Enhancement Shopmen, two Assassination Rogues, two Havoc Demon Hunters, one Feral Druid, and six ranged. One Demonology Warlock, one Arcane Mage, two Beastmaster Hunters, and two Augmentation Evokers. So yeah, go check them out. That was some good, just some good stuff right there. Good race too. Full disclosure, I do have a head cold, and it's going to get progressively worse over the week, possibly 2 weeks. We shall see. But according to Dot Esports, the classic players are thinking that they're going to like the Season of Discovery. In fact, some people were talking on Reddit, and that was the one you are, or one are you, whatever. Sorry. Quote, love the notion that level caps will change our behavior. For the quote, Alliance's main hub might be Darnassus with Ashenvale PvP and BFD raid. Horde's main hub may be Undercity by the time we get the SM raid. Not to mention that a lot of questing gear that usually is just suddenly becomes the best gear you can get in this phase of the game. Now, Bungie did say it was going to take a little bit more time for the final shape. BeaGamesRadar.com. Well, here's what they said. Quote, the final shape needs more time to become exactly what we want to be, so we're moving its release date. End quote. That release date is being moved to June 4th, 2024, from February 27th. So, just to let you know. Now, if you're looking to play that on a PlayStation Portal, well, it's got some bit rate limitations. That comes to us from WCCFTech.com. And according to Long Jumping Law on Reddit, Sony is limiting the bit rate to 7 Mbps with the spikes at 11 Mbps range. So, but PlayStation says that it will have no technical hurdles when it comes to cloud streaming. Now we go to Red Dead Redemption because that has a higher player count now. And that's mainly because, according to GameSpot.com, the Steam sale. Now, when it first came out, around November 27th, 2022, I'm assuming that's the original release date, could be wrong, it had 66,000 players at that time. That's the previous peak. The new peak is 77,655. Oh, it did launch on PC in November 2019. But now because of the Steam sale, it went up. And yes, I'm one of those 77,000. I haven't played it before. We'll see how it goes. Offline. Well, online, but off stream. But let's get to the esports corner before we get to the sales. Okay? British Esports and Pearson, according to Esports Insider, now has some new qualifications for 16-year-olds, basically for high school students. So, what would that be? Well, they're looking at the Level 4 Higher National Certificate and the Level 5 Higher National Diploma to join British Esports and Pearson's range. Now, that would include the British Esports with a Level 3 National for students that are 16 and above. Age 16. So according to the release, There's some new qualifications that are equivalent to the second years of the university undergraduate degree. And the UK Pearson, it also provides some qualifications there in Vietnam, which has the University of Technology and Management that will offer some of the courses that will provide students with a range of skills that would include broadcasting and building the esports brand. So we'll see what happens with that. Now, staying within the esports corner, according to ESTNN, the Japanese LJL and the Australian LCO will now join the PCS circuit. Now that will be a part of the League of Legends World Championships, and they will join for 2024. So we'll see if that will affect Faker at all. Now they did go some of the formats that could happen and all that stuff, so we shall see what happens. All right, now we get to sales. And we start with PlayStation. Hey, I'm PlayStation, get with it. PushSquare.com did say that the PlayStation Store has over 2,800 games that are on sale, and that includes Sonic Superstars, Remnant 2, Red Dead Redemption, Divinity, Kayak VR, Octopath Traveler, Like a Dragon, Layers of Fear, Life is Strange Remastered, and Trails into Reverie. And you're looking at anywhere from $20 up to almost $60. Oh, I'm sorry, $16 to $60. My bad. But go check that out. If you have PlayStation, go check out the PlayStation Store. Now, for you VR people, and you don't have a MetaQuest 2, well, Polygon says there's one that's $50 off, and it's 128GB MetaQuest 2, which you could see at Amazon, GameStop, and Best Buy. $250 for one. Oh, if you want a keyboard, then I got a couple keyboards there for you. First one comes from Rock Paper Shotgun, and it is the Steam Deck friendly Logitech K400 wireless keyboard that's on sale. It's 25 euros, but I would imagine if you look for it on Amazon, that would be on sale there too. But that's not the only one. The SteelSeries FX Pro Mini gaming keyboard is now $159. That comes to us from PC Games N. So there is that. 40 hours of play for that one. So yeah, you can go check that out. Now if you want a Steam Deck, go check out Amazon, because the Elgato Steam Deck is now on sale, both in Europe and in the US. Pay attention to the prices, because Rock Paper Shotgun didn't give the Euro ones. But I'm telling you right now, go check the prices, because some have the Cyber Monday deals to it, others do not. The deals end today, so get there quickly. The Razer Blade 15 laptop is now half price for Cyber Monday. Well, not exactly. It's only 40% off, so it's not exactly half price. But according to PC Games N, $1,800, and you compare that to $3,000, you could almost call that half off. Why not? Oh, but that wasn't the only laptop on sale, because some of the Amazon ones from Best Buy and other places, the Apple MacBooks are all on sale from, let's say, almost over $2,000, almost $2,500, down to $2,200, on down to $750 on sale. So you can check all that stuff out, including some other Amazon things or Apple things going on there with that. Now, there's also some games coming out. So, if you have a Nintendo Switch, Batman Arkham Knight or Arkham Trilogy, Dragon Quest, Monsters, Next Life as a Villainous, and Wildshade are all coming to retail. Digital will have SteamWorld Build, Pixel Cafe, Crashy Labs, Space Junk Seekers, and Terabit. The full list is part of Patreon. That would be patreon.com/thegroupquest, and join our Discord. You see the full list there. Now, I missed this one. Should have been the first part of the news, but them fighting herds, well, they're only going to have a season pass one, but they're not going to have any story content to it. So here's what they said in a, I believe, a statement blog post. Quote, as we look forward to the release of Nidra and Bayre, let's talk about what comes next. After Season 1 Pass is complete, will be ceasing active development on TFH. We will be able to release small patches to address the game-breaking bugs, but no new content will be produced. Unfortunately, that includes story mode. Mm-hmm. So that will happen. Back to deals, because the birds did say there's a whole lot of stuff that's on sale. We went through laptops, we got tablets, chargers, phones, headphones, AirPods, and Gadget says that consoles are on sale too, like PlayStations, $50 off, Nintendo Switch, $68 off, and Xbox Series X, $100 off. But The Verge is also saying that some video games are on sale there too, including the controllers at $49 at Amazon for the DualSense. Xbox controllers at $40 on Target, $45 at Best Buy. The Diablo bundle for Series X, that's Xbox, $439 at Walmart, $450 at Best Buy. Dead Space is on sale. Diablo 4 is on sale. Star Wars, God of Ragnarok, Mario, Kirby. A whole bunch of games are on sale. Go check them out. And while you're doing that, you can go check us out too at GroupQuest for Twitter and at DawnForge. This has been a DawnForge production 2023. All rights are reserved. Go play some games, people.